Avian influenza remains the topic of conversation amongst local poultry producers. As reported yesterday, the Ohio Department of Agriculture has reported its first case of high-path avian influenza. Officials in Ohio say that more than 1.3 million egg-laying hens have been depopulated to contain the spread of the virus. Farmers in Virginia and West Virginia remain on high alert. Wednesday was a busy day for delegates at the annual Virginia Farm Bureau Federation Convention in Virginia Beach. One of the topics discussed yesterday by farmer delegates was the ongoing shortage of on-farm labor. Farmers are also concerned about rapidly increasing wage rates for temporary workers. Well, Rod Bain with the USDA has this special report from Washington, D.C.
The culmination of a busy Tuesday for U.S. Forest Service Chief Randy Moore.
For 53 years, 43 different national forests have had the privilege of providing the people's tree, with a few forests having the honor to provide multiple times.
At West Virginia Elementary School student Ethan Reese.
I live very close to where the Capitol Christmas tree is from, the Monongahela National Forest. I spend a lot of time there with my family, and I'm the great-great-grandson of one of the very first supervisors of the Monongahela National Forest.
Both participated in the holiday tree lighting ceremony at USDA headquarters earlier in the day, and later in the evening took part in the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree lighting ceremony on the Capitol grounds. Reese served as the tree lighter for both events as winner of this year's U.S. Capitol Christmas tree essay contest. The Capitol Christmas tree remains lit, decorated, and on display throughout the holiday season. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And looking briefly at the ag calendar, the Virginia Farm Show will be January 18th through the 20th, and that will return to the Augusta Expo in Fishersville. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.